My body is a haunted house that I am lost in. There are no doors, but there are knives and 100 windows. Jackie Germain. God should have made girls lethal when he made monsters of men. Elizabeth Hewer. Her body and other parties. The Husband Stitch. If you read this story aloud, please use the following voices. Me. As a child, high-pitched, forgettable. As a woman, the same. The boy who will grow into a man and be my spouse. Robust, with serendipity. My father. Kind, booming. Like your father, or the man you wish was your father. My son. As a small child, gentle, sounding with the faintest of lisps. As a man, like my husband. All other women, interchangeable with my own. In the beginning, I know I want him before he does. This isn't how things are done, but this is how I'm going to do them. I am at a neighbor's party with my parents, and I am 17. I drink half a glass of white wine in the kitchen with the neighbor's teenage daughter. My father doesn't notice. Everything is soft, like a fresh oil painting. The boy is not facing me. I see the muscles of his neck and upper back, how he fairly strains out of his button-down shirts, like a day laborer dressed up for a dance. And I run slick. And it isn't that I don't have choices. I am beautiful. I have a pretty mouth. I have breasts that heave out of my dresses in a way that seems innocent and perverse at the same time. I am a good girl, from a good family. But he is a little craggy, in that way men sometimes are. And I want. He seems like he could want the same thing. I once heard a story about a girl who requested something so vile from her paramour that he told her family, and they had her hauled off to a sanatorium. I don't know what deviant pleasure she asked for, though I desperately wish I did. What magical thing could you want so badly they take you away from the known world for wanting it? The boy notices me. He seems sweet, flustered. He says hello. He asks my name. I have always wanted to choose my moment, and this is the moment I choose. On the deck, I kiss him. He kisses me back, gently at first, but then harder, and even pushes open my mouth a little with his tongue, which surprises me, and I think, perhaps him as well. I have imagined a lot of things in the dark, in my bed, beneath the weight of that old quilt, but never this, and I moan. When he pulls away, he seems startled. His eyes dart around for a moment before settling on my throat. "What's that?" he asks. "Oh, this?" I touch the ribbon at the back of my neck. "It's just my ribbon." I run my fingers halfway around its green and glossy length and bring them to rest on the tight bow that sits in the front. He reaches out his hand and I seize it and press it away. "You shouldn't touch it," I say. "You can't touch it." Before we go inside, he asks if he can see me again. I tell him that I would like that. That night, before I sleep, I imagine him again, his tongue pushing open my mouth, and my fingers slide over myself, and I imagine him there, all muscle and desire to please, and I know that we are going to marry. We do. I mean, we will. But first he takes me in his car, in the dark, to a lake with a marshy edge that is hard to get close to. He kisses me and clasps his hand around my breast, my nipple nodding beneath his fingers. I am not truly sure what he is going to do before he does it.